The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Today is Friday, June 12th, 2015. I don't know why, but I've started just spontaneously telling you the date. It locates you and where I am. If you're listening to this now, you know it's live. If you're listening to it later, you know when I was talking. Okay. So lots of things to talk about. First of all, do you remember when I auctioned off my bra and panty set at your behest on Facebook? Well, the lovely Jessica Drake, world-renowned, award-winning adult film star, sex educator, humanitarian, had the highest bid, $275, and she actually rounded it up. And so she donated $300 directly to the Center for Sex and Culture in San Francisco. And today I sent off my underthings to her. And I actually challenged her a little bit because she said, hey, you know, this is for a good cause, so you can keep the underwear and then re-auction it. And I said, well, why don't you wear the underwear? And then you can say, this touched Tristan's boobs and now it's touched my boobs. And she'll probably get it like five times the amount of money once she puts it on just once. So you may see that again. I'm just saying, if you were really interested in getting it, it may be back on the market. Hey, we're live today, and we are talking soon, but not right this very second, with Erica Moen, who is the genius cartoonist, artist, writer behind Oh Joy Sex Toy. So we're going to be talking about sex toys, we're going to be talking about comics, we're going to talk about art, and we're going to talk about, you know, how to be so open and honest about your own sex life, which I think Erica does in a really honest, straightforward, but also charming way. So I want to hear more about that. And you can call and ask Erica all about her opinion of sex toys, her opinions on comics and art and sex education. She's got lots of them. Give us a call at 866-472-5788. 866-472-5788. You can also post questions on Twitter at Sex Out Loud Radio. And technically, we are monitoring our Facebook, facebook.com/AskTristan. I want to give you an update on a bunch of events. And I've decided just to keep things fresh, I'm going to do them in like reverse chronological order, okay? So the first thing I'm going to tell you about is that you should really come to Burbank, California, along with some of the top names in the field of sexuality this September 11th to the 13th at Catalyst Con West, which is a three-day conference that was created to inspire exceptional conversations about sexuality, with more than 70 speakers presenting over 40 sessions on topics like sex education, erotic writing, sex-positive parenting, slut-shaming, everything you could ever imagine. It's going to be held at the Los Angeles Marriott Burbank Airport Hotel. You can go to catalystcon.com to find out more. And you can use the coupon code Tristan for $10 off your registration. And I am teaching two pre-conference workshops. So those are going to happen September 10th and 11th, Thursday and Friday. I am doing my sex educator boot camps, level one and level two. This is one of my favorite absolute things that I'm doing right now in my career, which is I'm paying it forward and I'm doing professional training for sex educators. You are going to get all sorts of juicy behind the scenes information. You're going to get skills and strategies. You're going to learn how to network, how to brand, how to market, how to write, how to improve your presentations, how to get more jobs, how to set your pay rates, lots and lots of stuff. And so you can read the descriptions at the CatalystCon website. Go to catalystcon.com and just click on pre-con workshops. And I hope to see you at some of my boot camps. Space is limited, so you should definitely register soon, as soon as you can. Now, before that, August 4th, I am going to teach Anal Pleasure 101 at the Pleasure Chest on the Upper East Side in New York City. And this is going to help Pleasure Chest kick off Anal August. If you don't know by now, but you should, August is dedicated to anal pleasure and health and sex. And lots of different stores do lots of different things. Pleasure Chest is having an entire month-long celebration. And I am going to be teaching what is my most famous workshop, Anal Pleasure 101, and you should come. It's free, which is amazing, but you have to get there early to get a good spot. So you can find out details on pleasurechest.com. Okay, a couple days before that, see I'm going in backwards order, remember, is Amorous Revolt, a brand new queer camping event happening from July 31st to August 2nd. It's an event designed by queer people for queer people to build and foster intentional communities for support, education, and play. Amorous Revolt will feature skill shares and workshops, including kink, crafts, health, life skills, spirituality, plus networking events, dance parties, performances, and lots of play. They've made this event really accessible, so they have an organized rideshare system, they have ASL interpreters, they have a 24/7 medical staff, they have emotional support space, they even have a payment plan so that you don't have to pay all at once. So they've really thought this through. They've got a lot of different community cabins and tenting areas organized around different specialties, and you can find out all of this and more at amorousrevolt.com. I was tweeting about this earlier in the week, and I said, hey, go to amorousrevolt.com and use coupon code Tristan for $10 off registration. Okay, I was confusing myself with this other thing. If you use the coupon code Tristan, you actually get $50 off your registration, which is a huge deal, people. So use coupon code Tristan and get $50 off your registration. Again, the website is amorousrevolt.com. This is one of the only events being produced and fully funded by a woman of color, and they have my full support. I want you to tell all your friends about it. This is queer space that is going to, it's just going to rock. It's going to rock. And I would go if I didn't have a conflict, but I do. Okay, and then before Amorous Revolt, because we're going in reverse order, this program is the premier sponsor of a great event coming up July 24th in Dallas, Texas. But if you're not in Dallas, Texas, no problem. It's also going to be a webinar online. It's a one-day symposium called Affirming Polyamorous and Non-Monogamous Relationships. It's presented by Ruby B. Johnson and Sean Chrisman. They're offering education and best practices for working with this emerging community. If you are a therapist and you want to become competent with people who are in open relationships, who are doing ethical non-monogamy, who are doing responsible polyamory, this is the event for you. You can check out all the information on their website, polydallas2015.com. Oh, and did I tell you that, you know, well, we're live, 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. And you're going to hear more about these events coming up because I am going to have the organizers of both those events on the show. So they're going to come talk about their events. And if you have questions, you can call in and talk to them. Okay, let me tell you about today's guest. It's really exciting. Erica Moen is a 16-year comic veteran. She's been doing comics for 16 years, and she's a full-time cartoonist at Periscope Studio in Portland, Oregon. Together with her husband, Matthew Nolan, they create a new Oh Joy sex toy comic every Tuesday on the website, ohjoysextoy.com. Her work has a strong focus on sex, sexuality, gender, sex education, and sex positivity, plus a healthy dose of dick jokes and terrible puns. She calls them terrible. That's not me saying that. Oh Joy Sex Toy was also turned into a book. Volume 1 is now available, and Volume 2 will be released later this year in November. I'm excited to have her on the show. Welcome to Sex Out Loud, Erica.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So how did this all come about? I know that you've been drawing comics and saying funny things and making great art for quite some time. But when did you turn your attention to sex toys?
Oh, golly. Well, I guess I did my first sex toy comic over a decade ago with a little short comic I did called Girl Fuck. And that was, I think, a 16-page mini comic that kind of talked about the very basics of how cisgender lesbians would have sex with each other and the toys that they can use. And I did that because at the time I was dating somebody who identified as a lady at the time. And we would always get all these strangers who would come up and just ask us, you know, deeply personal questions about our sex life. And even our friends would ask these really ignorant questions. And nobody really learns anything when you yell at them and you're like, that's rude. I mean, even if you're totally entitled to, obviously. But I just figured that people honestly didn't know any of this stuff. And they were coming from a place of genuine ignorance, which is not a bad thing. It's coming from a lack of knowledge about something. So I thought if I made this comic, it would be really friendly, really accessible, and it would make the reader feel like they were part of the conversation instead of being lectured at. So I did that comic about a decade ago, and I've incorporated little bits of sex positivity and little bits about sex toys into my comics since then, but nothing that was like, this comic is about sex toys and sex. When I did that first comic, Girl Fuck, my husband-to-be saw it, and he was like, this was great, you really need to do more stuff like that. And I was like, that's a good idea, I'll do that someday. And then literally for the next decade, he was telling me, when are you going to do that sex ed comic? You should really do that. I'd be like, someday, working on it. And then in 2013, I went on a reality TV show about comics and cartooning. And I spoilers from 2 years ago, I did get eliminated. I made it halfway through. And at the end, I got to go have dinner with Robert Koo, who is this business mastermind, who's the one who's responsible for making Penny Arcade this super successful business. And I got to go have dinner with him, and I was like, I don't know what I should be doing. I'm really confused about my career. And he was like, hey, what about doing a comic that people want to see from you right here, right now? Sounds like a sex toy comic. And it's like, oh, what a great idea. And I came back. I was like, Matt, I'm going to do the sex toy comic because Robert Koo told me to. And he's like, are you fucking kidding me? So
sometimes we need to hear it from someone else. Just someone who's remotely objective, who isn't the person who loves you and thinks every single thing you do is beautiful, amazing, and wonderful. Sometimes, you know, this person who doesn't really have any sort of investment in you liking them, when they say it, it just has this different kind of meaning. So,
yeah,
Matt, I understand where you're coming from, but
yeah, my poor husband. Yeah.
Well, we're gonna get to him because he's part of the show too. Let's take a break because we're already out of time. But I have so many more questions, and that just gives our listeners a little bit of tease just to like who Erica is and what she's doing. And so stay with us, more on this really groundbreaking sex education comic series when we come back.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning Expert Guide Sex Education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
Get ready for some lively discussion on Barely Controlled Radio with Jeff Reed. From sports to relationships to current events and more, pretty much anything is on the table. Besides being a place kicker for the Super Bowl champion Pittsburgh Steelers, Jeff Reed is also a journalist, blogger, and opinionist. And he's ready to talk to you and tackle the issues that you've been wanting to talk about. Tune in to Barely Controlled Radio every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. We are live today talking about sex education, sex toys, comics, you name it, we'll talk about it. You know this show. So you can call us at 866-472-5788. 866-472-5788, or hit us up on Twitter at Sex Out Loud Radio. My guest today is Erica Moen, the genius behind the weekly comic series on the web called Oh Joy Sex Toy, which has also become a book, Volume 1. Erica, what strikes me about the comic and the book is I think this is a really fascinating way to do sex education, because there's something, especially when you're talking about toys or safer sex items or something specific. Like it's not just how you draw the specific toys, but it's kind of how you show how they work, how they fit inside the body or against the body. It really spells it out in this way that words can't. And even videos where people hold up a toy and explain how it works, they can't do this. There's something kind of magical about this medium for sex ed. Do you agree with that?
100%. I think comics in general is an incredibly powerful tool for education, especially about things that are kind of subversive or things that people maybe consider to be stigmatized or they're nervous about or they're already against. But if you put it into comic format, it's impossible not to read a comic. Wait, was that too many double negatives? the point is, if a comic is put in front of you, you're going to read it before you even realize you're doing it, because we're just trained to, with billboards, with your pictures and words smacked together and everything on the internet, every ad in a magazine, you read it if there's a picture next to it. And so, comics are a very nice, sneaky way of making you learn something that maybe you didn't realize you needed to learn yet.
And you approach it in this way that's so fun. I mean, you were talking before the break about wanting to make it accessible. And there is something, well, there's something very, very charming about you and your voice. And the way you're drawn. I'll just say, like, also the character of Erica Moen, because you know, because there's some performative aspect to like you in the comic versus you.
Yeah, I call her Little Erica.
Oh, Little Erica. Very good.
Yeah, there's Little Erica and Little Matt.
Oh, see, I call her Tristan Taramino, and then there's just Tristan. So there's ways you have to like separate these things out.
Yeah.
But there's a way in which you take on pretty kind of out there things, and you make it seem so matter of fact that like, all men put things up their asses.
And why wouldn't they?
Everyone wants to try the female condom. I mean, it's just, it's kind of disarming. It really does make you want to go out and just run out and do these things. And like, there's something really playful that you capture, this playful aspect to sex, which I feel like can be missing in, especially sex ed, where we're taking ourselves really seriously because it's a serious subject, but there's something lighter to your sex ed with still like this depth of information.
Yeah. Well, I'm presenting this information in the way that I am most receptive to it myself. And I really love jokes. I really love feeling like you're part of the conversation. I really love the sense of camaraderie you can get when you're reading a comic with the author and you feel like they're your friend, that they just don't know it yet because they haven't met you. And Matt refers to it as coffee shop Erica, that kind of voice where it's like the goal is to have the reader feel like they're sitting in a coffee shop talking to me about this. And this is how I would talk to my friend about it. And I feel like play and pleasure are not the first things that come to mind when you talk about sex ed or instructional sex stuff or birth control. And it's kind of like the last thing. It's all the mechanics. No, first it's don't do it ever. And then it's here's the mechanics of how it works and here's what the repercussions could be. And it's all... Or it's like, oh, it's so hot. You're just going to be so wet, you know. And I there's the playfulness. There's the jokes. There's sex is funny. And I want to help remind people of that.
Yeah. Well, you do it really well. And so you open the book with your love of the Hitachi magic wand.
Yes.
It's to me, it sort of captures the spirit of you, which is very unapologetic about what you like and what you don't, which is a fine line. I mean, I found myself very clear on where you stood on lots of different sex toys. But then also thinking in the back of my head, were you ever afraid to say, hey, this totally didn't work for me? I mean, you sometimes say, hey, it might work for you if you like XYZ, but I did not enjoy this toy. I mean, do you ever freak out that like they've sent you this $100 toy and you're like, save your money?
I have had a couple reviews like that. I feel like there's a lot of toys where they would work for certain body types and for certain people who want something else, even if it's a toy that I think is rubbish. So I try to mention like, here are the aspects that could be deemed enjoyable about it. But yeah, there have been a couple where I was like, oh no. Did you see my one about the electrocuting one that zaps your vagina?
Well, yes. Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm with you because I myself, as a kinky person, electricity play is like not on my yes or maybe or really ever list. I've done it. I don't get it. It's not fun for me at all. It's just like, eh. So when I heard that there was like a mainstream toy incorporating what is essentially electricity play, I was skeptical from the get-go. Like that, just the concept alone, I was like, I'm not going to dig that at all.
I was up for trying it. I was like, well, this sounds like maybe this will be awesome. Who knows? No, for me, it's not. And for people that are into electricity, like that is totally cool. Not harshing their enjoyment of it just for my body. Ooh-wee. Nope. I had a huge accident when I was about 17 or 18 years old and I had to do months of physical therapy.
Oh my God, Erica, this is my problem too. Okay. I was an athlete when I was younger and I was in physical therapy from the time I was like 9. Okay. Which like is crazy. And I always had the TENS unit at the physical therapist. So the TENS unit, trying to make the TENS unit sexy to me is like impossible. Is that what you're going to say?
I don't remember what it was called, but it was this thing that would zap electricity through my hand so I could try and move it again. Is that
yes,
what TENS unit is?
Yes, that's the TENS unit. That's the TENS unit. They've been using it for years and years and years.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. So the sensation of getting electricity in me takes me right back to being a terrified teenager with my hand all mangled and I've lost all muscle control and it's atrophied and then the electricity is going into it. Totally not my thing.
Okay. So on the note of not your thing, we also have to talk about the alarm clock vibrator. Can we do that, please?
Sure. Of course. Little rooster. That was the very first toy a company sent us for free. Like, I hadn't realized that companies would do that when we started this. I was just going to review the toys I have and just kind of talk about sex in general. And this company wrote to us when the first comic went up. They're like, can we send you our thing? And I was like, oh my God, free sex toys? Oh my God, yes, please. So that was the very first one we got.
Yeah, and it's the concept. I mean, like, again, it's like a concept that's fascinating, but it just... Even just the way it looked to me, I was like, no, I'm not, yeah. I'm not feeling the sex visually at all on that.
Yeah. You know, they actually just revised the design of it, and they contacted us again about doing another review, and they had taken on board some of the suggestions that I'd made in my review. Like, and I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
But we said no, because it's definitely not my thing.
Yeah. Okay. Your husband, Matthew, also gets in on the act. I mean, first of all, he reviews toys. Sometimes you review things together. He has commentary. He also works on the comic and on the website and works on the book. So I think this was also fascinating. I know that he was your biggest cheerleader when just proposing that you do this. But did you ever imagine you would be doing this together?
Well, I mean, behind the scenes, he's always been a part of comics. So we've always been a bit of a collaborative team, even when I was doing just my solo stuff. But I didn't actually picture that we would be working full time together on a comic series about sex, and that would be both of our jobs. To me, that's mind blowing. And it is to him too. It, very regularly, even though we've been doing this 2 years now, every other night, we'll be getting into bed and he'll look over at me and be like, can you believe what our job is? Like, no, when is somebody going to stop us?
Well, and to be fair, also, I found some of his reviews of like the O'Doyle Stout Fleshlight, the Fat Boy versus another, that sort of dragon, or was it a dragon or a dinosaur sleeve?
Bad dragon sleeve.
And then he also chimed in on the Enjoy plug review, and he's actually a very good reviewer. I mean, I found those incredibly informative and detailed in a way that I don't know why, but I feel like we don't have men talking that openly about their sexuality and about how they use these toys or how they could use them and what they actually feel like and what works and what doesn't work. I mean, they're actually jam-packed with a lot of information.
Yeah, he's fantastic. He's a really good writer. It's funny because he's super duper dyslexic, so his spelling and his apostrophe use is all over the place. But when it comes to his actual concepts and the words that he is putting down on the page, he's a phenomenal writer, I think. And yeah, I don't know. He's great. I'm a big fan.
Okay, well, listen, we have to go to our next segment. Our commercial segment. But I have so many more questions about you. Like, we have to talk about the Swingers Club, and we have to talk about anal safety snails. Okay. So, okay, so you're going to stay? You're going to stay with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Great. So, everyone else, you don't even know what anal safety snails are, or maybe you do, but we have to talk about them. And we have to talk about lots more with Erica Moen. So just take a little breather, listen to these commercials, and come right back.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
How do you achieve the utmost success in your life, career, faith, relationships, and more? It's all here in The Business of Living with host Scott Ventrella. Scott has experience as an executive coach, sought-after speaker, and lecturer. He and his guests will offer practical solutions and strategies to help you move to the next level of success, no matter where you are in your life and career. The Business of Living airs live every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. I am talking with the genius mind and hand and I guess body behind Oh Joy Sex Toy, Erica Moen. And we are live at 866-472-5788. 866-472-5788. Keep those questions coming. We've got a bunch on Twitter and they are really good. So Erica, the one thing that is just is you can't miss when you read your comics all together in the book is that you're just so damn honest about things that people are not this refreshingly honest about, like your period and birth control and your sensitive vagina, by which I mean it's sensitive to lube, people. It's not like, you know, it doesn't get its feelings hurt. It's fine. Your reaction to going to a swinger club. I mean, you're just, you really don't feel like you ever censor yourself. Is that true? Or do you ever take a step back and go, oh, wait, can I really share this?
Oh, it's funny when people tell me that because it's actually hella censored. I only share things I'm comfortable sharing. And I have weird boundaries. My boundaries are a lot more different than other people's when it comes to talking about sex. So all that stuff that I'm talking about to me is just interesting things that I think that I do want to talk to other people about. But then to me, there are personal sexual things that I will not talk about in the comic and I will not bring up in front of other people because it's like, that's personal, that's private. But as far as talking about like, hey, birth control, let me tell you about the IUD. And like, yeah, I totally went to a swingers club. Oh my God, here's what it was like.
You went twice, to be fair. You went twice.
Been a couple times.
Okay. So it wasn't just that one time. And you were almost electrocuted, actually, because of your IUD, because they didn't put a warning that if you have a copper IUD, you can't use that tool.
Well, I mean, that should be common knowledge. Like, really, if I'd taken 2 seconds to think about that, I probably should have figured it out on my own. But yeah, there wasn't actually a warning label on the package, although they do have one on the website. So I don't know. I wonder if they got a complaint or a lawsuit. They're like, oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, the other interesting thing about reading your comics, and because you do them with Matthew, your husband, is sometimes you guys don't agree on things.
Yeah.
That's some of the most interesting and fascinating pieces where I feel like you guys are communicating and negotiating in this way that's a little bit deeper than just the two of you kind of trying out this sex toy. Like I remember that Matthew said that the female condom is almost as good as bareback sex.
Yeah.
That was a bold statement. He was way into it.
Yeah. It's funny because like sensation wise, he felt that way.
Right.
But he was so turned off visually by it that he was just like, it's so ugly that he didn't like it. And we're not going to continue to use it because of the visual aspect. But sensation wise, he was like, yeah, no, that's the closest it's gotten to bareback.
And then I remember there's this other toy where you kind of went into it skeptical. He went into it enthusiastic. And then by the end, you switched. And he was like, would I ever use it again? No. And you were like, yeah, I would.
Yeah. That was the little vibrating finger glove thing.
Yes. That you strap onto your fingers.
Touch something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was called.
Yeah. Hello Touch.
Oh, yes. Wow. Good job. Good memory.
Thanks.
You didn't even use it and you know it.
Who says I haven't used it? No.
I'm making assumptions
no,
there.
No, it's really funny. But I love these ways in which you also just, I don't know, I feel like you're modeling this kind of, you know, like what Dan Savage says is, which is like you should be game and try new things with your partner, but also these real times when you guys just don't see eye to eye on something.
Yeah, and that's okay. Like, that's never been an issue with us. We'll disagree about certain stuff, and it's not like a threat or anything. It's, you know, I like some things in bed that he may not be in love with, but he's like, hey, I know it gets you off, so I'm game. And then, you know, if he doesn't feel up to it, though, I'll be like, yeah, you know, tonight, really, really not up to that. And it's okay. And likewise, you know, he'll want to do something. I'll be like, I don't really feel like it tonight, but, you know, maybe later. And I don't know, we're very compatible as sex partners.
But you're also super not straight. Can we talk about that dynamic for a moment? Because, I mean,
sure.
you're open about the fact that you dated mostly women before you got together with him.
Yep.
But it also seems to me that you kind of symbolize this new couple who is having sex in decidedly not straight ways.
Sure, I'll take that.
I mean, are you aware of that? Like, are you aware that you are not kind of Jane and Joe next door in the ways in which you adventure into territory that is still considered not normative for heterosexual sex?
Well, I hadn't really thought about it like that before, to be honest. I guess I don't know. It just everything that Matt and I do feels natural and normal, and it's not like we came into this being like, okay, we may be opposite sex, cisgender people, but we're going to queer up this relationship. We're going to queer it up in the bedroom. It's just like, hey, you know, do you want to try pegging? Sure, let's give it a go. Okay, it wasn't particularly my thing, but if you want to do it again, we can do it again. You know, we're just up for exploring and trying things out. So I don't know. I have a man who's very secure with who he is and what his identity is, and he's up for trying whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, it's not a great answer, but
I just love that about you guys, because I just feel like I know it speaks to a lot of other people out there, and it speaks to a lot of men, and it speaks to the complexity and depth of male sexuality, which I feel like when people think sex toys, they think a lot about women.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily think about men. And I feel like there's still this complexity to Matt's sexuality, which I really appreciate when I read it.
Yeah, well, I mean, he doesn't identify as straight either, even though that's not what I've done this whole direction in my career. I'm like, no, I'm going to talk about queer shit. Queer, queer, queer. That's who I am. And to him, his sexuality is something personal that is not like, that's nobody else's business. I mean,
it kind of is now. And also, you know, I think just by some of the stuff that he's done, we can see that he's not. Yeah. He's
yeah. I mean, as far as like attaching a label to it though, or being out and like, here's what I am. Like, that's just not his jam, but he'll be like, yeah, here's this toy that I tried out. And hey, I like looking at these kind of people, you know, like, so he shares what he's comfortable with, but he doesn't make it his life's goal to be like, I'm going to educate about what my sexuality is. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. I also really love this part of your book where at the end you include guest comic strips.
Yeah.
Which are sex ed focused, but are by other artists. So how did you decide to do that?
Well, okay. So in the world of web comics, the guest comic has been around forever because, surprise, you can't always meet your deadlines and cartoonists can be real flaky sometimes. And so you turn to your friends, you're like, oh, help me out. I need to have comics for this update, but I don't have health insurance. I'm going to the hospital right now. And so your friends would pitch in and give you comics. And so going into it, I already knew I'm going to need guest comics because you always do. So that's like the selfish reason. But then on the other hand, I also knew that I'm going to be talking about sex from my point of view with my biases. You know, I'm a cisgender, queer, white woman who lives a comfortable life. And that may not ring true with somebody who is not those things. And I want my comic to be accessible and interesting and relevant to people who are not everything that I am and everything that Matt is. And that's where the guest comic comes in. So we can get these other points of view and people who can share their other experiences. And I feel it's very important to share your platform and share your audience with other voices that maybe don't get that much exposure or, you know, could use a boost in getting exposure. So, yeah, that's, So it's twofold. Oh, and also just getting to hire my favorite cartoonists to do comics about a subject that I care passionately about is just one of the best feelings in the world. It feels fucking incredible.
Your glee about all this is just infectious. And I feel like I got exposed to these comics that I don't know because I'm sort of not in that world. And I felt like it was an amazing, it just was seemed like an amazing gift to then draw you into how people do different kinds of storytelling, mm-hmm. how they draw, their sort of aesthetic and their style. It was just, and I felt like there's this community of people out there doing this. Yeah. And I got to kind of peek into that. And I really liked that.
Yeah, I like the little cross exposure. And it's, okay, so you've only had the first volume. Second volume hasn't come out yet. But right. in the second volume, I've got two cartoonists who are, people know their work, but they get to use pen names in volume two. And so they got to do these totally smutty porno comics and use a pen name. And, it was really fun to be able to give that outlet to some of my friends who can't have that associated with, like, if somebody Google searches their regular name, they don't want the porn to come up. It's like, I could give them this avenue where they could do some porno comics. That was really fun.
I love it. Okay. Well, that's a lot to look forward to for volume two. I mean, cause it's bigger, longer, deeper.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And famous comics, apparently. Okay, we got to take another break. But I haven't asked you about this week's comic, and we have all of our questions from Twitter. So I hope you'll stick around. We also have some Ask Tristan questions, which I think you will have a really good take on.
Okay.
So let's take a break. And coming up, we're going to answer your questions. So keep them coming. You seem to not want to pick up the phone. I'm not going to pressure you, but 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. Keep them coming on Twitter. And we're going to get to all your questions and more. And there's going to be a little guest appearance by Danny Wilde when we come back.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
Are you or someone you know interested in attending college? With both college tuition and college enrollment up 60% since 2002, there is a lot of competition, and careful planning needs to be a part of the process. Tune in to Getting In, a College Coach Conversation, hosted by Elizabeth Heaton and featuring a team of college coach experts. We'll bring you the tips, techniques, and know-how to navigate the road to college and do so the smart way. Listen live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Time is flying tonight because we've been talking about sex and sex toys and sex education and comics with the brilliantly talented Erica Moen, who you can see a new weekly comic by on her website, ojoysextoy.com. We've got some questions from listeners. The first one comes from Sinclair Sexsmith. Love it when famous writers, educators, and hot people listen to my show. And Sinclair asks, what is the best part about your Oh Joy sex toy job?
The fact that I get to draw comics, which is my number one passion, about something that I care so deeply about, which is sex positivity and sexual pleasure. And also, oh my God, these companies just send you the most expensive toys. I would never be able to afford all this stuff. And I just get them in the mail. It feels incredible. So yeah, that, and also the fact that it's supporting both my husband and me, and we get to work on this as a team full time. That's just, man, I'm living the dream right now. It feels pretty good.
Totally. Okay. Our next question comes from someone with an amazing Twitter handle, which is Lycra Bustier.
Wow.
And that person says, do you foresee doing another biographical series like your Dyke zine, but contemporary to your experiences and maybe after Oh Joy Sex Toy?
Sort of. I got a bit burned out on doing autobio comics because when I started out, nobody was reading me, so I could say whatever the fuck I wanted, and it was okay, and my friends were reading it, so they knew who I was, and blah, blah, blah. But the wider your audience gets, the more you have to censor yourself and be like, how could this be misinterpreted? And you have to, like, really be very, very careful and pick your words super carefully, which, not to say it's a bad thing to be thoughtful about what you put out there in the world, but it's a... I found it very difficult to talk about my life without fear of judgment and consequences for it. So I feel like I'm a little bit too known now to do comics like that. But I say that my husband has been compiling about 12 years worth of my autobio comics into one great big book. And that includes both my weekly series that I did called Dar, and plus all these other autobio comics I did before and after that. And I'm trying to do a few more contemporary comics now, talking about, like, hey, I'm in my 30s now. Here's what life is like now. And by the time you read this, maybe I'll be in my 40s and this 30-year-old person won't exist anymore, just like the 20-year-old person doesn't exist anymore for all these other autobio comics everybody knows me for. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I do love autobio, but it's difficult for me to do it in a way that I find meaningful because people just don't understand.
Well, but I do think you strike this interesting balance, because I feel like there's this window into your sex life and your relationship with Matthew. But then sometimes the way that you draw it is that you have these other people, these sort of stand-ins, and you're talking over their shoulder or you're handing them the toy and they're trying it out. And it's interesting because it creates a little bit of distance. So it's like, not just like the Erica and Matthew show, because all these different people who look different than you and who may have different orientations or ethnicities or body types, mm-hmm. they get to try out these toys, and we still get all that jam-packed information, mm-hmm. but we also have this other cast of characters that we can get on board with.
Yeah, and that was super intentional, because when I first started it, I sat down with Matt and I was like, do I just draw myself using these toys? Because I'm kind of an exhibitionist, so I'm not bothered by that, but will that have negative consequences in my life? And we decided that, yeah, that would probably have negative consequences in your life from others. So I decided to go with the masturbateer route, not only because to put a bit of distance, so it wouldn't be like, here's another drawing of me putting something in my twat, but also because I do think we need to have a much greater diversity of representation in our media. And hey, if I've got this rotating cast of characters, I can have it be as diverse as I want. I can showcase a different body and a different ethnicity and a different gender representation every single week. And so it just kind of, it ticks both those boxes. It protects me and it enables me to help show people who maybe don't always get to see themselves in the media they consume.
So this week's comic is about homemade porn, and you have a guest, which is Danny Wilde, who is a favorite of this show, of Aww. My porn, of just, Aww. You know, Danny Wilde is my favorite male porn star, with some close runners up. You know who you are, but it's just a fact. And now he's retired, so like, I don't even know what to do with myself. I can't even make porn anymore. But tell me about interviewing him and how you came up with the comic as it is now this week.
Okay, well, it was actually my husband's idea. And we had Lux Alptrum stay with us for about a week a couple months ago. And she offered to connect us to Danny. And she connected us. And Matt came up with all the questions. You can read the full interview below the comic in the blog post. So Matt sent over his questions, and then Danny sent over his answers, and then I take all that information. And Matt has a few stage directions for me, like that panel where I've got you, the reader, are looking through these hands making a viewfinder. Mm-hmm. That was a suggestion from Matt.
Okay, that was brilliant, because when Danny said framing, first of all, my first thought was, this is really technical. But it's also really important. Mm-hmm. But how is this not, how are you going to explain what that even means to someone who may not be a filmmaker?
That's the beauty of comics. I can literally show them what is being talked about.
Yeah, it was such, that was my favorite friend. I was like, this makes so much sense and someone could literally go home and do it right now.
Yeah, right?
I love it. And now you have Danny Wilde. And since you've drawn him, I hope he might come back. I mean, you've drawn him, so hint, hint, Danny Wilde. Maybe you could like review a cock ring or something. Just saying.
Yeah, if he wants to give us a guest review, you should talk to Matt some more. Matt handles all the business side of the thing for me. All I do is draw the comic.
And the talent, apparently. He handles the talent as well.
Handles the talent. Well, and he actually colors it as well. So he does, so all the colors that you see, that's all my baby's doing. So yeah, I don't know. It's really fun to have a colorist. It feels so luxurious.
Yes, yes, yes. And you're going from a two color to a full color in your next book. Is that right?
No, it's staying. It is staying just the pink palette.
Okay, the pink.
But guest comics are full spectrum.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, although we do encourage our guests to choose like a limited color palette, but some of them are like, I got to use all the colors. And it's like, hey, I don't want to get in your way. Like, this is your vision.
Okay, so we have to talk about the anal safety snails, because I super love that everything that you do about anal sex is, it's just smart, it's intelligent, it's great information for people, it's totally shame and judgment free, it's equal opportunity for all genders. And you have these anal safety snails who've kind of become stars in their own right. But I want to know why snails, because I feel like I want a better animal or a better totem or something. A snail?
There is no better totem. They go slow.
Okay.
They're really slippery and slimy. And I like to imagine that they're very good at communicating their wants and needs to each other.
You do. Okay.
That's my headcanon.
Okay. When you put it that way, I guess I see that. I just don't think of snails as very sexy.
Okay. So here's a story about the anal safety snails. Their acronym being ASS. I was doing the comic. I was drawing Matt's review of the very first Fleshlight. It was the very first Matt comic, actually. And I just had all these talking heads where it was just Matt talking, talking, talking. And that's really boring visually. And I was like, oh, I need to just switch this up. And I'd recently just done this watercolor painting of a snail. And so I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to have these snails give this next line. And I drew him in, and Matt was like, that's way too random. What are you? No, you should really take this out. This is not going to work. And I was like, no, I'm the artist. I get to draw my snails. So I did. And then I called them the anal safety snails. And I didn't even realize that the acronym was ASS. That was completely coincidental. And then when we were going on, and people loved them, they're like, this is fantastic. And afterwards, I realized, like, oh my God, snails are slow and snails are slimy. They are the perfect mascot for anal sex. So that is where they came from.
Oh my God, there's a whole origin story. Yeah, I didn't even know that I was going to get an origin story when I asked you about it.
We're talking about comics, you know?
I'm really glad that I asked.
We love our origin stories.
Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your Friday with me. This has just been delightful.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so, so much for inviting me on.
You should do your own podcast.
Oh, Lord, no.
I'm just going to put it out there. Okay. Erica Moen is a full-time cartoonist and the co-creator of the website and the book, Oh Joy Sex Toy. You can buy her book and other work by her at topatoco.com, TOPATOCO.com. Find out more at ojoysextoy.com. Follow her on Twitter at Erica Moen. Let me spell it for you people. ErikaMoen. On Instagram at fuck yeah, Erica Moen. All
that's because somebody took Erica Moen.
I know
because
someone took Erica. Okay, right.
God damn it.
And on Facebook at Erica Moen's Comics and Art. You can always find me on Twitter at Tristan Taramino and on puckerup.com. Very, very, very not safe for work. I want to thank everyone who makes the show possible. Executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer Raymond Johnson, segment producer and editor Colton, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, Matt, my engineer, and everyone at Voice America. I want to do a special shout out to Raymond Johnson, who has been with me since the beginning and who is just, he's incredible. He makes this ship quite literally run. And he's so devoted to getting great guests, to sending me incredible websites and movies and books. And he is such a collaborative force in this show. If you love Sex Out Loud and you love what we're doing, it is absolutely because of Raymond Johnson. I just have to put it out there, man. And he live tweets the fucking hell out of our show on the spot. Amazing. It's just, it's a gift. And I'm just loving you tonight, Raymond. I'm really loving you. Okay, on that note, tune in next Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, when my guests will be, well, the whole show is going to be framed around people creating kick-ass events. And we have a bunch of different guests on that show. So far confirmed, we've got Chelsea Downs from Amorous Revolt and Ruby B. Johnson from the Poly Seminar and Webinar. So until then, hit us up on Facebook.com/AskTristan, on our Twitter feed at Sex Out Loud Radio. And remember, sometime over the weekend, tonight, while you're having sex, while you're reading Oh Joy Sex Toy, talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.